Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, and treating your body like a temple, not a dumpster. Just to let you know that the Dow is down 55 points. That is, if you're listening to the show live on July 31st, 2015. Let's go back to the phones for Dr. Agarwal. Nancy in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Nancy.
Hello, Dr. Agarwal.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I currently read that for the black seeds to be effective, that they had to be heated to 100 degrees.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, I got this information off of Black Human Health. I don't know if you'd like to look at it, but it was
yes,
a study.
I think heating 100 degrees is likely to inactivate quite a few ingredients. So I don't think that it is necessary.
Yeah, okay.
People do that, and they do that while they're cooking with it. However, if you want the most out of it, and it is best not to overheat.
Yeah, well, that's why they said only 100 degrees. And in their study, they stated very strongly that, it's not going to work unless you heat it to 100 degrees. And I take the cold pressed black seed oil, and I'm like, am I wasting my time doing that?
Oh, I see what your question is. Yeah. Well, I think he's probably right on that, and I don't think I would worry about that. But thank you very much for the phone call, Nancy. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. You know, Dr. Agarwal, you have so many interests: cytokine research, lymphokine research, monokine, tumor necrosis factor, all these things that have to do with cancer. You're in the thick of it. And the fact that you are so high on curcumin just makes my day, I got to tell you. What is our next caller's name? I'm sorry. Gloria in New York. Gloria in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Agarwal.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Thank you. Thank you. Another amazing guest. Thank you, Joyce. And
makes me look good. He makes me look good.
Well, he is awesome, and so are you.
Oh, thank you.
Here's my situation. My son is battling CLL, and he doesn't want to go back for a second round of radiation, and he's decided to get a bunch of curcumin pills. But in his mentality, he's one of those that thinks, well, I should take 600 pills a day for this to work. And I'm interested in what the doctor said when he said, less is better. So if you could explain that, I'll have him listen later and I'll take it off the air. God bless you both.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about chronic lymphocytic leukemia? Is that what you're talking about, Gloria?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Just so the listeners know what you're talking about, what diagnosis.
Yes.
Your response
Thank
to that?
You.
Thank you very much, Gloria.
Yeah.
Your response to that, Dr. Agarwal?
Yes. CLL is one disease that I'm very familiar with, and we have published on it. Other people have. And we have published especially with respect to curcumin. And there are a number of targets in CLL that curcumin hits. And so it has enormous potential for CLL, and I know there are a lot of people out there who had a CLL, and they tried curcumin, and they have all kind of wonder stories to tell me. And the question that I always get from people is that how much? And so my range is anywhere from half a gram up to 8 gram max, absolute max. So 4 times a day and 2 gram each time. And so you gradually dose escalate till you see that your disease begin to reverse. And usually I tell them people that you give them 90 days and before you can make any kind of conclusion one way or the other. So it is not that very difficult. It is just taking a half a teaspoon. If you don't like capsule, you can get a powder and a half a teaspoon of curcumin powder mixed with a little milk or yogurt and just swallow it. That's it.
Okay. From half a gram to 8 grams per day. But we give no medical advice. This is for your educational and entertainment purposes only. Dr. Agarwal, thank you so much. You were such a fascinating guest. Thank you for being on the show today.
Sure. My pleasure, and all the best, Joyce.
thank you. You have a blessed day. Healing Spices, a book you cannot live without, I guarantee you. Available at the Power Mall. Give us a call. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for being a part of the Power Hour today. And for all of you that are going to be traveling down to Texas, looking forward to meeting each and every one of you. And for those of you that are going to be doing your mini retreat at home, turning your life around or changing your life one step at a time, I encourage you to do that. If you've gotten your green stuff, red stuff, muscle stuff, purple stuff, whatever stuff, then you can, you know, be doing what we're going to be doing. And then the people in Texas, well, they're going to be bringing their stainless steel containers so they can drink as much and get their money's worth of green stuff, red stuff, purple stuff, and whatever stuff they have down there. Take advantage of all the really incredible food. I will be broadcasting, as it stands right now, from Gary Knoll's studio down in Texas. So I will be broadcasting 7 to 10 a.m. Central Time if all works well. Now, let me just tell you that if for some reason we have a glitch or something doesn't work, then there will be a replay on. So don't be surprised or shocked or whatever. But we may have to do, I don't know, maybe have to do Monday as a replay. I don't know, but we'll see how it goes, though. But we'll give you something really good to listen to. And also, I wanted to say that I'm going to ask Catherine on Monday to include in the email blast on Monday all these documents that Dr. Agarwal has sent me. Oh, my goodness. Get signed up for the email blast so that you can get these. Now, he sent me the International Journal of Biochemistry and Cell Biology, the abstract for the role of curcumin in the treatment of chronic inflammatory diseases. And in here is included neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, whatever, cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, allergy, asthma, and bronchitis. Now, these are all that have studies behind them to prove that it is effective. Right. Allergy, asthma, and bronchitis, inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis, renal ischemia, that means the kidney dying, psoriasis, scleroderma, man, that is amazing, scleroderma, which is a disease that affects the connective tissue of the body, acquired immunodeficiency disease, or AIDS, and cancer. So, and it has the conclusions in there. So this is a very important document to have if you're interested in natural healing of something that that works for those diseases. And he has an amazing picture here of what curcumin actually is. Look at the many, look what all things are in curcumin that make it work so well. Isn't that something?
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's a diagram showing all of the things that work in curcumin. And then it defines and addresses all the studies. So all the work has been put together for you here, and all you have to do is hand it to your doctor and say, you know, hey, why aren't you telling me to take this? I want to say also that my dog Sarge hurt his leg running the other day. He always does. And I always give him curcumin. I put about 4 caps in his food at night, and he eats it with the rest of his food and seems to be resolving. I don't know what I would do without curcumin. And also the 200 parts per million silver, I don't know what I'd do with that either, and Helon for the animals, along with
charcoal.
along with clay, along with, yeah, all the things that we use. Anyway, I'd like to open up the phone lines. I want to know what you're thinking. I would like to know what you're thinking about the MH370. Do you think that this is a piece of the plane? Do you think it is a piece of the plane that has been placed there for someone to find? What are your thoughts on this? I'd like to know. So give us a call at 855-995-6923. Now, I'd like to hear from some new listeners today. If they've already called in, fine, but I'd like to hear from some new listeners, some people that have not been with the Power Hour for a long time and they don't call in all the time. Not that I want to stop the people from calling in that do a lot, because they have really good things to say. But I'd like to hear from anybody else out there that would like to call in. Give us a call, 855-995-6923. Maybe some of you that are getting packed right now for the retreat, or some of you that are going to do the retreat at home and do your own mini retreat, I'd like to hear from you. So give us a call, 855-995-6923. The book, Healing Spices, there's so much in it, I cannot tell you. I mean, there's really enough to keep you really using this book a lot. There, for instance, not only are there recipes on how to use all these spices, but like, for instance, what ginger will help, or it gives you whatever spice it is, ginger, onion, whatever. Ginger will help to prevent or treat the following. Then ginger works well with these other spices, or whatever spice we're talking about. And the kinds of recipes that you should use it in. Ginger is used in ale or beer, chicken, chutney, duck, orange, pork, pumpkin, shellfish, sushi, sweet potatoes, and winter squash.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that
too. Interesting combination.
Yeah. And then there's all kinds of recipes to use. So it's just, it is a phenomenal book. A absolutely phenomenal book. So get the Healing Spices book. It's a hardback book by Dr. Agarwal, and it's, gosh, it's 300 and some pages. 300 and some pages. And in the back, there is this really neat section that lists all the problems you might have, such as cancer, breastfeeding problems, bronchitis, blood clots, whatever the problem is. And then it tells you which spices are best for it. For instance, If you're getting cataracts, you would want to take fenugreek seed and tamarind. Hmm. And if you have cold sores, you want to take clove, juniper berry, sage, star anise, and thyme. And babies that have colic, aniseed, cardamom, coriander, fennel seed, and turmeric. So there's a huge section here. Gallbladder disease. Gallbladder disease, turmeric, and more turmeric. And glaucoma, fennel seed. So this is an amazing section in the back just by itself that is really handy.
The book
to have.
Is incredible.
It's it
beautiful.
Is.
There's recipes.
I love the star anise on the front cover of
yeah.
it. Yes. Okay, let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning. You know, if you ever had, like, you always hear about what 10 records you would take to an island on a desert island if you're going to be stuck there for the rest of your life.
What 10 well, records?
Oh, yeah, whatever. What I'm getting to, what I'm saying, whatever the things you couldn't live without, I'm not going to put it at that level, but that Dr. Agarwal's book is like, in the, if not the top one, within the top five of any book you would ever want. And just keep in mind, this guy, he's like the top of the heap. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at his background. It's just it's a very good book. I've got it, and it's definitely one of my favorites. And if I really get into a question about something, I'd go to that if I wanted, you know, because he's done it all.
Yeah, he's done it all. He knows it from the inside out, and he's willing to stake his reputation on it, too. You know, they can't get the money. You know, I understand why they can't get the money for the studies on curcumin, because there's no money to be made, except for in some people that sell the curcumin, and it's so inexpensive that nobody wants to fund these studies. So I admire him for doing the studies that are not popular.
Joyce, I'm more of a procrastinator than a prognosticator, but I was thinking, isn't the like the last blood moon in that series of four coming up in September?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pope is showing up in September. Do you think the Pope's going to come here to talk to Congress without something pre-planned, of course, bad happening before September? Like maybe the financial collapse or the world war or something? Not that I'm hoping for that.
Yeah. There's a lot of people predicting a lot of things right now, and I try to stay out of that, but, you know, it just seems like there's too much coming down the pike at one time.
There is a lot of different things happening in September.
It seems like too much of a pat deal here. So on a sort of a feel-good Friday thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I sort of had the same problem Dr. Agarwal had going to restaurants and stuff. So I actually had to change my name because I had my name changed from Howard Starbuck Johnson to Dave from New York legally.
Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. Just to let you also know that General Motors has now been hacked through OnStar. So if you have OnStar, you have another reason to be worried and to start being afraid. They can now hack OnStar. So
Wow. They're
going to have to do something like real quick and should have done it already to stop the hacking from occurring. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the Power Hour today. Welcome. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, I haven't had any sleep, so I hope I can be coherent, and it's quite a bit to say. I wanted to talk about Iran, and then I wanted to talk about one of your guests, if you could let me get to the second one also. I think in a lot of ways, you know, your admirable concern and skepticism about the lies we're being told about war, is really the best thing I like about your program. I love all the other things about the herbs and spices and holistic medicine. But I think that in some cases, you're being led astray, and your latest comment about Iran, I was rather disappointed, because it seems to me that you had a skeptical attitude or an oppositional attitude towards lessening tensions with Iran because, I'll finish that after the break.
Okay, tell me what I said that concerns you, because I don't recall which comment you're referring to. When we come back from this 4-minute break with the Power Hour, stay tuned. This is Joyce Wiley and Josh and John from Ohio. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered. All I am is yours. I'll stand with arms high and heart.
is beautiful. I'll Stand. Well, that would be our theme song, don't you think, Josh?
That's a good one.
By Michael Smith. Michael Smith and I'll Stand. I love that. Thank you all for joining us today. I'm serious. I really appreciate each and every one of you. And we're going to go back to John in Ohio to hear what he has to say. Go ahead, John. What was your comment that you're disappointed in me for saying regarding Iran?
Well, okay, just for a second here, since I may not have time to mention it, I hope you have a guest on called William Blum, B-L-U-M. He was a former State Department official in the 60s who quit when he saw the lies and the warmongering going on behind that war about the same time I started protesting the Vietnam War. And he's still around. He's written a lot. He's got a regular column. His book is Killing Hope, William Blum. I hope you have him on.
Yeah, I've got that book. That would be a great guest for us to have, William Blum. Thank you very much for that.
Glad you've heard of him. But you seem to be critical of the deal with Iran implicitly when you said a lot of people are skeptical somehow, you said, seemed to be saying opposed to it. Well, you know, I've on Global Research, there's an article and elsewhere as well that 52% of the American people, a majority, are totally in favor of that Iran deal. And very interestingly, more than that of American Jews are supportive of that that deal. So I think that you may be influenced by the greater evil warmonger. I've always opposed Obama as a lousy warmonger, but at this point, with this particular deal, he is the lesser evil compared to insane McCain, Netanyahu, Lindsey Graham, and I would include Rand Paul, who was also took the position against that. So I think that at this point, the apparent more peaceful position of Obama, and I say apparent because there's an article in Global Research called Making Sense of the Iran Deal, Geopolitical Implications, and it shows that Obama may be virtually as warmongering as Netanyahu and the Republicans, but has a more devious agenda of trying to enlist Iran into joining the war against U.S. war, the dirty war.
Okay, before you go into that issue, let me go back to the Iran situation. Okay, I would have to ask you the question then, what is the Iranian deal? Give me, in four or five sentences, what is the Iranian deal?
Well, it's not clear, and that's one of the problems.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
One of the problems with it, though, is that it offers 1,000 loopholes for the United States to say, you didn't cross this T or dot that I. A million opportunities for the United States to do exactly what it did against Iraq, to say at a whim that you're not abiding by it, and we cancel it, and we bomb you now. We invade you. So that's the real problem with it. But at least the spirit and the perception in public mind is that this is less warmongering than the Republicans, and that's true. But if you look at the
The whole bottom line of this Iranian deal is nobody knows what it is. And when you have John Kerry saying, well, I don't even know what the side deals are because I didn't read them, well, I mean, it's a little creepy.
The point I'm making here is that forget whether it's the Republican deal or the Obama deal. There is absolutely no justification for the United States, which has 10,000 nuclear weapons, Israel that has hundreds of nuclear weapons, that has invaded countries around the world, that has bombed, invaded, plundered, and destroyed, and slaughtered millions of people, and has overthrown Iran, and has strangled them, has incited Iraq to kill a million people, invade there when the United States told them it would only last a few weeks, and then we supported both sides to prolong it, has been strangling them, sending terrorists in, to say that we are the great arbiter that will cause them to kneel and supplicate us and somehow convince us that there should be no a deal. If you read, for instance, the top war college of
I gotta go. But thank you very much for the phone call. I'm telling you, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what the Iranian deal is. I don't know that anybody does. But we'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Josh.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
World Order. Oh, I love that song. Oh, I love that song. Thank you very much for playing that, Josh. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. All my good songs today. All my disco music. Josh, I just fixed him a Gary Null drink.
Yes.
Is that good?
I do love them, yeah.
Yeah, they are good, aren't they? It's like chocolatey.
I know.
Ugh.
I'm a chocolate fan. Addict is more...
Really? not me. I'm not a big chocolate person, but this drink is really good. Anyway, let's get back to the callers. We got Joyce in North Carolina. Welcome to the Power Hour today, Joyce. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I'm calling in today to announce the biggest and most important event of this day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on CNN or Fox News, but here it is. Happy birthday to Joyce Miles today. And all
thank
the fans
you.
And listeners hope it's a good day for you.
Oh,
free.
You're
and
so kind.
For you.
You are so sweet. Thank you so much. You know, I got to say, I honestly didn't think I would live to see this day. I didn't think I would live to see this day. So that means an awful lot. This is like a different birthday than normal birthdays because I really, really didn't think that I would ever see 67. And that's how old I am today. So thank you very, very much, Joyce.
Well, we are just so thankful to have you here.
Thank you. You're
and,
a sweetheart.
I'll be calling you next year, too.
Okay, I will. I'll be waiting for your call, Joyce. Thank you
all
so
right.
much. Another Joyce. Thank you, dear. Love
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you. Yeah, and in case you're worried about the Power Mall, there's going to be plenty of people around here. Power Mall's never empty, I got to tell you. So there'll be plenty of people here at the Power Mall, and Rosie's in control of everything over there with Jay and Rebecca and Noelle and Sherry and JJ. And, of course, we've had this awesome garden with Denny. Awesome garden this year. We're so grateful for that. Okay, let's go to our next caller.
We have Mayat in New York.
Mayat in New York. Mayat, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yes, what a surprise. Happy birthday, Joyce. Many,
Thank
many
you, dear.
More. I want to address a couple things and ask the question at the end. First, I want to address Wes. I think he's in West Virginia or thereabouts. And he called in and he stated that blacks have only produced mud huts. And I want to remind him that ancient Kemet, what
Wait a minute,
now
who called in and said that
Wes.
On this
His
show?
His name was Wes, yes. He called in a couple or so weeks ago. And he said that blacks have only created mud huts. So I wanted to have to
I don't remember
him.
That at all, Mayat.
Yeah.
I would have stopped him on that. Either
well,
it slipped
well,
by
it,
me.
It happened. We can go back. But anyway, let me just make these points if I can. That if he looks at Egypt, which has always been in Africa, under European supremacy, it's of course called the Middle East, and we have the pyramids to illustrate something, a construction that cannot be duplicated with contemporary technology, although that there have been tries. The architecture and all was actually, in other words, Greece, who's given credit for all of that, Pythagoras, Archimedes, they got their learnings, their teachings from Egypt, from ancient Kemet. It's the word that we get chemistry from. And Solon had a talk with an Egyptian priest, and he had told him, you're just like children. Now, he can go to, there are people who have identity.
Okay, I just want you to know I'm losing you. I don't know where you're going with this, but...
It was something that was said over the air, and I guess you were somewhat distracted because you didn't respond. So I'd like to refer him to Black Athena, which is a two-volume work by someone with European ancestry, and also Jeffrey Perry's annotated version of Theodore Allen's The Invention of Whiteness. It's very sad when people who have European ancestry go from cradle to grave thinking they're a separate race when all of our heritage goes back to a woman out of Africa and it connects to all everybody's mitochondrial DNA. The last point
right,
I
thank
want
you
to
very
address
go ahead.
Is disagreeing with Renee. We don't need to get into an Olympics of oppression. So Renee, after she gave a comparison of why we wouldn't have the English flag after the Revolutionary War, which is not the best comparison because the atrocities of being under bondage, prisoner of war, as slaves, does not compare. And then she called in and she sort of reversed herself and said that, well, the Stars and Stripes have brought so much atrocities. That's true. But if you look at, if you seat yourself in the genocide and taking of lands and et cetera of the native indigenous peoples and what happened to blacks over a period of generations, we don't need to kind of say, well, this oppression or these wars was more oppressive. We don't need to have an Olympics of oppression. And lastly, I want to ask
everybody.
Okay,
I got to go. I got to move on. Thank you very much for the phone call. I just, you know, I can't let people go on and on and on. And then, you know, some people complain, well, they don't get enough time. Other people get too much time. I'm trying to be fair to everybody. And I believe I gave my out plenty of time. I really honestly appreciate those books you referenced. I doubt Wes is going to go out and read them right away, though. I got to tell you that. And I do not recall him saying that, because I would have stopped him on that. So I apologize if I missed that. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir? And if you would like to call in, 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. Go ahead, please, Mike.
Well, thanks, Joyce. Just a couple of very quick points, and I'll pass the rest of my time forward. I wondered if you might sometime consider getting Mr. William Halbig, the Florida former policeman and state trooper, back on your show.
Okay.
And I wondered how his work is going investigating the Sandy Hook situation. We have so much leftover history up here in Connecticut, we practically paved the streets with it. And second, regarding that piece of aluminum from the Boeing 777 that they found on a little island, I think that there's a big scrap pile over at the base at Diego Garcia where they keep spare leftovers and occasionally sprinkle them around. And since Shakespeare said all the world's a stage, the people who are managing this world have got to have one of the biggest prop departments that anyone has ever seen.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Well, there it is, but thanks very much for giving me the time, Joyce.
Well, certainly. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you. You're very kind. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there having birthdays, and every day everybody, you know, somebody different has birthdays, and they're all special. But when you think you're never going to make it to the next one, it really is a nice feeling, I got to tell you. Thank you very much, Mike, for the phone call. We'll have Wolfgang Halbig back on the show again. I'm anxious to hear what's gone on lately with Sandy Hook. And let's go to, of all people, Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Well, yeah, this is a really special birthday. Happy birthday, Joyce.
Well, thank
you. There's a lot of half-truth going on in the truth movement because a lot of people can't handle the whole truth. You know, and they flip the script. And there are people who are pretending to be rebelling against the establishment when, in fact, they are protecting it with their disinformation that splinters everybody and divides instead of unites. And my BFF this morning is Anthony Sutton, who wrote America's Secret Establishment, An Introduction to the Order of Skull and Bones, America's Secret Establishment. And the thing is, and you don't even have to buy the book. All you have to do is go into Skull and Bones and at Wikipedia, where it says, like other Yale senior societies, Skull and Bones membership was almost exclusively limited to white Protestant males for much of its history. While Yale itself had exclusionary policies directed at particular ethnic and religious groups, the senior societies were even more exclusionary. A few Catholics got in, no Jews. The thing is, this is the group that it's taboo to blame about anything, even though Anthony Sutton wrote this book saying that it was the WASP who were America's secret establishment. Nobody ever talks about this, and they splinter their blame among feminists, blacks, browns, Catholics, and Jews. And the thing is, this country, here you had finally, and I was alive at this time, it didn't come till the 35th president of the United States, they got a Catholic, and they blew his brains out. And the thing is, you think it was that CIA was controlled by a lot of Catholics or liberals who blew out Kennedy's brains? And people forget that it was the right wing that tried to get Smedley Butler to lead a coup in this country. And so the thing is, these people don't get better with time. They don't get more moral. They get sneakier and better at it. And when we take our eyes off the right and continually focus on the left, it just leaves us vulnerable to be T-boned from the right. Because, like I said, Anthony Sutton, who is a brilliant man, and I used to hear this book promoted many years ago, how I find about it, in alternative media. I probably haven't heard it mentioned in over a decade, where he says that the establishment that rules this nation are the WASP.
Interesting. Okay. Now, Anthony Sutton, is he still alive? Do you know?
No. He died. He died, let's see, because I'm looking at the Skull and Bones. Let's see. Because there's a link to his name from the Skull and Bone page. He died several years ago. But like I said, I used to hear this book promoted in this genre. Hadn't heard about it.
I've got the book. I need to go back and look at it because it's been a long time since I've read it.
Well, me too. I drug mine out when I stumbled on this because the thing is, I knew instinctively this country was controlled from the beginning by the WASP. And very slowly, like I said, Kennedy is Exhibit A. Took till 35 to get a Catholic president, and there hadn't been another one since. And people, oh, it's the Catholics that are ruling everything. Like I said, it's like that is the, all you have to do is kind of think. And it is just not true. And the thing is, this keeps us from succeeding when we can't even face the truth because they have had a grip. It will explain everything in the Skull and Bones on Wikipedia site, how they have been exclusionary. They're the ones that have had a firm grip on this country, not the Pope and the Catholics, not even the Jews. Have some of them participated? Yes. But are they the majority? No.
Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. You know, everybody has participated in every race to the demise of this country, and it's so sad. It is really, really sad. And, you know, the obverse is true also that there's been some from every race that have participated in trying to save this country, too. Scott, do we have any callers? Nick in Florida. Nick in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Nick.
Hey, happy birthday, Joyce.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to try to be fast and succinct as possible with, you know, my comments and questions here. First off, I really think you're on target with your simple yet powerful statement when you say live in the moment, live in the now. That there's, you know, you've said it a few times, and I'm both on if it's followed, it's a positive thing, and then on the flip side, if it's not followed, it can have negative consequences. And I really think there's something to be said about that.
Yes.
You know, from time to time, you could remind us again, and you know, in this day and age, everybody wants to multitask, and there's something to be said about monotask, single task.
Isn't it funny how we have to be reminded to be in the now and appreciate every single thing, no matter what it is. But to be in the now, it's just amazing. I don't know why I lost track of being right here now, be here now, as opposed to always being in back or in front of what's happening. So thank you very much for bringing that up.
Yes. Also, now you have a few times, probably more than a few times, mentioned about the Ron Paul message and so forth. And in this regard, I got to say, first off, now the guy that Ron Paul promotes, honestly, was indicted on fraud charges in 2003. Number one, number two,
the guy Ron Paul promotes.
Yeah, Stansford or whatever he.
Oh, Stansford. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Really,
yes,
Stansfield.
Yes. He was indicted in 2003. So I mean, that's, you know, for what it's worth.
It's worth is right.
Yes, but another thing is he neglects the really, really big issue of derivatives. I mean, yeah, there's government debt, but there was government debt before. In World War II, we had 100% of the GDP, and we got along just fine. It's not just the government debt. It's the stinking derivatives, the quadrillions, the just the stinking.
Now, I remember
in
his,
living room.
I remember him in number 8 message talking about derivatives. Did you look at number 5 or number 8? Do you know?
I don't remember which one it was, but it was, if he mentioned it, it was just in passing. I don't remember him mentioning derivatives.
Well, see, there's been several messages he's put out, and I think number 8, if you go back and look at that, as I recall, it included derivatives in that.
Yeah, but he kind of emphasizes mostly on government debt, and as your fine guest, which I hope you have on again, Ellen Brown would point out there's more to that. Well, she can, you know, she elaborates excellent on the whole financial issue, as you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not something, you know, take it with a grain of salt, folks. It's not like, oh, this is got to watch this video. It's take it for what it's worth. And,
okay. All right. And, anything else?
Yeah, you talk about the market manipulation, and that's very true, and that's gone on for quite a while. I think since '87, when when there was a crash, they put the circuit breakers in, and they exchange stabilization fund, I think it was called. They started, and it's we call it the plunge protection team. So it's been going on, and it has been going on, and it's not something new. Here.
Yeah, Plunge Protection Team. That was the name of it. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that. Nick, thank you very much. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Are we almost done?
It's almost over, yeah.
How did that happen? Oh, please order your curcumin at the Power Mall.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who is moving on the water? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness? burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul? God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rav Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world and living in the now. Let's see if we can, this weekend, live in the now. Try it for one weekend. Do you think we could stay in our heads in what is happening right now without being worried about what's going to happen on April 15th or who you're going to buy Christmas presents for or what you're going to do on New Year's Eve or whatever? Do you think we could stay in just the moment? I wonder. I'd like to put that challenge out to everybody, and I thank Nick for saying that. It's all about the now. It's really all about love. And, you know, I heard Hillary Clinton say that, and she just ruined it for me the other day. She says, you know, it's really all about love. And I thought of all the people in the world to say that. Please don't do that.
Wow.
But anyway, I just wanted to say that my dog, Sarge, has taken to eating
pine cones.
I mean, just crunching on pine cones. So Josh looked up to see what's in pine cones, and there's a bunch of good stuff, isn't there?
Right, yeah. Let's see. Polysaccharides, tannins, lignins, several types of phenolic acids. Helps stimulate an immune response at a cellular level. Pine cone extract inhibits the growth of HIV in human T cells and the growth of influenza and the herpes simplex virus.
Maybe Sarge doesn't feel well, so he's eating pine cones.
Yeah.
What do we do when we don't feel well? Macaroni and cheese.
I don't.
No, maybe we should. No, but I mean, maybe we should learn That's from neat. Our animals.
I'm not going to go out there and chew on a pine cone.
Oh, I didn't ask you to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but maybe they should tell us something. Anyway, let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Welcome, girl. Lauren, are you there?
Lauren is silent.
That can't be Lauren if she's silent. Go ahead, please, Lauren.
Hi, sweetie. I want to talk to you about Dr. Agarwal real quick, but there's somebody that wants to say hi to you real fast.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Joyce.
Hello there. Who's this?
Happy birthday, Miss Joyce. It's me, Liam.
It's Liam. How are you today, Liam?
Just fine.
Well, good. It's good to hear from you, sir. How old are you now?
Still 7.
You're still 7, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't made any major moves toward 8, huh? Well, thank you so much. Thank you for talking to us today. I appreciate you.
Well, I miss Braveheart and you. Bye.
You miss Braveheart? Well, Braveheart misses you, too. He really does. So you'll have to
I rushed him along because I want to say something about Dr. Agarwal.
Okay,
the comments that you got on the email where you're talking about all the different diseases when you went down the list, what do these all have in common? They have in common pathogenic infection. Please, people, buy Super Silver, buy the curcumin, buy the oregano. Keep yourself clean. Use the fossil shell flour to detox your body with the clay and the charcoal instead of waiting for the disease to get you.
That's right. And you know what? I had athlete's feet the other day, first time in like years, and I was so anxious to get athlete's feet because I wanted to try the 200 parts per million.
Did it work?
Gone in one day.
Really?
One spray.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you're the only one
spray.
That would vomit so you could cure it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I could say it works. That's right. Hey, thank you so much, Lauren. Love
God
you and
you.
Liam.
We love you.
Love you, too. Thank you so much. Everybody, have a blessed weekend. Stay in the now. Let's see how long we can do it before we slip. Let's see if we can do it. Have a blessed day. We'll see you on Monday. Y'all bless you all. I'll see you all down at the retreat in Texas.